ask Catherine one question that we got too late to ask. It would be great if Franklin could touch on how to be successful running a family business that employs family members. He touched on that, but that is a topic that we ought to, that's a topic we're thinking about having, so thank you for that suggestion. Dear Catherine and Saleria, with the incredibly high cost of college education nowadays, it's great to see Starbucks stepping up and announcing that they're paying for their employees' college education online at Arizona State University. Employees will be entitled to greatly reduced tuition for their first 2 years, and Starbucks will be paying for their entire final 2 years at the university. It would be interesting to see if universities and corporations begin forming similar alliances. Yes, we put that story up on the blog, and it's a great indication. Starbucks is one of the companies that does the best in terms of training and developing human capital. They really do a very good job. The service in Starbucks is extraordinary, very high quality across the country. One of the things we discussed with Jim Poplov in our interview today was the revolution in education. And I think you'll see lots of companies take this lead and lots of universities use online education to lower the cost and make education much more relevant and affordable. Another question. A number of times you've mentioned the concept of spiritual warfare and how it's changed your approach on how to deal with things. I wonder if you'd be willing to do a Saleria report around the idea of spiritual warfare. I would especially be interested in exploration of the topic that wasn't specific to a particular religion. One of the things I would encourage you to do is if you go back into our archives and articles, you can find things that touch on this. One is a Saleria report I did called How to Tell the Truth and Stay Alive. Another is our Coming Clean commentary. Another is something I did from Switzerland called Report from Switzerland. And then one that John Rappaport and I did called The Power of It. I'll think about doing one on spiritual warfare. It's very hard for me to do it without without using scripture or other concepts from scripture. But I think there's a way I can do that, and you can translate that into your own, sort of particular philosophy or denomination. So I certainly don't want to do it in a way that tries to encourage you to adopt my religion, but I do, you know, I am very, very steeped in the tradition of Christian spiritual warfare. So I will contemplate sort of doing that and how to do that, because obviously that's an incredibly important part of my life. Catherine, it would be most welcome if you devoted part of one Saleria report to the principle of integrity, personal and professional integrity, challenges we face in today's world and why it must strive to hold to this ideal. That one is even harder than spiritual warfare, because so much of what is done in any kind of formal way on this stuff ends up being used as a petard to hang people on. And so I've gotten more and more loath to talk about those things. But I do think it is important to talk about how you apply principles when you're in a marketplace in a world which is very corrupt. It's something I struggle with every day. Another question, just wondering if you read Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America. Yes, I have, although a very long time ago. Kathy O'Brien was someone who said that they were a mind-controlled sex slave. It's a book that's hard to read. If you read people who've had that kind of covert experience, there are other books which I think are easier to read. And it's almost as though, whenever you read one of the stories, you kind of have to translate it into something which it's easy for somebody who hasn't had covert experience to understand. But yes, I've read it, and I've never recommended it to people because I think it's a tough leap for people who sort of aren't more familiar. If you're interested in some of those aspects, there are a lot of good movies. I've done one or two. I did a Saleria report on mind control, and then I did another joint with John Rappaport, and we talk about some of the movies and documentaries you can use if you want to educate yourself on that topic. Then we got several Ask Catherines asking me to watch a variety of different videos related to topics relevant to the Secret Space program, and I really appreciate those and will endeavor to watch those. Watching those videos takes a lot of time, so just be patient with me. Keep the recommendations coming, but be patient if I can't always watch them quickly or I don't always address them on the Saleria report.